This is the audio recording of a notice to members and agenda for the 2021 Blind Citizens Australia AGM. The recording lasts for 15 minutes on one CD. Track 1, this opening announcement. Track 2, notice to members. Track 3, agenda. Your narrator is Glenn Morrow. Notice to members, annual general meeting. Saturday the 4th of December 2021 at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Blind Citizens Australia, BCA, will hold its 46th Annual General Meeting, AGM, in a virtual capacity on Saturday the 4th of December 2021 at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time, New South Wales, ACT, Victoria and Tasmania, which is 9 a.m. Australian Western Standard Time, WA, 10:30 a.m. Australian Central Standard Time, Northern Territory, 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Queensland, 11:30 a.m. Australian Central Daylight Time, South Australia. The AGM will be held via Zoom and all members can connect via landline phone, smartphone, tablet or computer. The agenda for the AGM is included in this audio file. It includes presentations and discussion of the annual review and director's report and financial statements, as well as the announcement of the election of president, directors, National Policy Council NPC representatives and New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee members. There are no items of special business for consideration at this year's AGM. All full members are entitled to one vote each in relation to any resolution put to the AGM. If full members are unable to attend this meeting in person, they may appoint the chairperson or another full member as a proxy. Information about proxy voting is available by contacting BCA and a proxy form is available via the BCA website. It is important to note that no election will take place at the AGM. Instead, telephone, SMS and online voting will be available for this year's elections. All eligible full members of BCA will have the opportunity to vote via telephone, SMS or online, should an election be necessary. Elections. Call for nominations for President. This year, the position of President becomes vacant as John Simpson will have completed his 3-year term. John has indicated that he will not re-stand. He will, therefore, serve on the board as immediate past president up to the 2022 annual meeting. An eligible member may nominate for both the position of president and that of director. Should there be more than one nomination for president requiring an election, the result of this ballot will be finalised before counting of votes for the election of directors is undertaken. Call for nominations for directors. This year, there are a minimum of 3 vacancies for directors of BCA, each for a 3-year term. The directors who have served 3-year terms on the BCA board and are eligible for re-nomination are Stephen Belbin and Joanne Chua. Lauren Henley has tendered her resignation from the board partway through her term, creating a vacancy. In addition, should a current director be elected as president, there will be an additional vacancy to be filled for a 3-year term. Call for nominations for NPC representatives. There are vacant positions for National Policy Council members in Queensland, South Australia, Victoria and the Australian Capital Territory. The term of office for an NPC member is 2 years. NPC members whose terms of office conclude this year are Paul Price, Queensland, Sean Tyrrell, Victoria, David Squirrell, South Australia. The ACT position is currently vacant. All are eligible for re-election. In order to nominate for a position on the NPC, members must reside in the state or territory they are nominating to represent. Call for nominations for New South Wales/ACT State Division. All 6 New South Wales committee members and the 1 ACT committee member positions are up for re-election. 3 of the elected New South Wales and the ACT committee members will hold a 2-year term. Three of the elected New South Wales committee members will hold a one-year term. To nominate for New South Wales State Division Committee, you must reside in New South Wales. To nominate for the ACT representative, you must reside in the ACT. How to nominate? Nominees for all positions must be full members of BCA as at 30 June 2021 and are encouraged to familiarise themselves with the relevant position description and the BCA Code of Conduct. These are available via the BCA website or by contacting BCA. Eligible members may nominate for more than one position using the combined nomination form. The ballot for president will be determined first, followed by directors, then NPC and New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee positions. A state representative to the NPC cannot be a current director. However, a director may also hold a position on the New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee. For clarity, it is recommended that a separate nomination form be completed for nominated positions. People wishing to nominate are required to complete a nomination form, which can be downloaded from the BCA website or by contacting BCA. Valid nomination forms must include the name and current contact details of a nominator and seconder, both of whom must be full members of BCA as at 30 June 2021. Please note that BCA is strongly committed to ensuring the nomination process is fully accessible to our members. As such, signatures are not required. Instead, Company Secretary Emma Bennison will take all necessary steps to verify the validity of nominations. All nominations must be accompanied by a written statement of no more than 300 words in support of the nomination by or on behalf of the nominee. Nomination forms and nominee statements should be submitted in Microsoft Word or text format. Please contact Emma Bennison, Company Secretary on 0410 553 383 if you need to submit your nomination in another format. Nominations and accompanying statements must reach Emma Bennison, Company Secretary at companysecretary@bca.org.au by 5 p.m. Monday the 25th of October 2021. Voting process. Only full members of Blind Citizens Australia as at 30 June 2021 may cast a telephone, SMS or online vote. Further instruction on how to vote will be provided if or when an election is required. Election of President. If there is one valid nomination for election as President at the close of the nomination period, the member nominated will be declared elected and there will not be a ballot. If there are two or more nominations for election as President at the close of the nomination period, a ballot will be held. At the close of the poll, the nominee with the highest number of valid votes received will be declared elected for a three-year term. Election of directors. If the number of valid nominations is equal to or less than the number of positions available following election of the president, the members nominated will be declared elected and there will not be a ballot. If there are more nominations for election as director than positions available, a ballot will be held. At the close of the poll, the nominees with the highest number of valid votes received will be declared elected for a three-year term. Election of NPC representatives. If there is only one valid nominee for election as the state representative for a state or territory of the NPC at the close of the nomination period, that member will be declared elected and there will not be a ballot in that state. If there are two or more nominees for election as the state representative for a state or territory of the NPC at the close of the nomination period, a ballot will be held among members resident in that state. At the close of the poll, the nominee with the highest number of valid votes received will be declared elected for a two-year term. Election of New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee. If six or fewer nominations are received for the New South Wales representatives, that number will be declared elected and there will not be a ballot. If there are seven or more New South Wales nominees for election at the close of the nomination period, a ballot will be held among members resident in New South Wales. At the close of the poll, the three nominees with the highest number of valid votes received will be declared elected for a two-year term, and the three nominees with the next highest number of valid votes received will be elected for a one-year term. If an election is not required due to there being six or less nominees, those declared elected will, at the first subsequent meeting of the committee, draw lots to determine who shall serve for a one-year term. If one nomination is received for the ACT representative to the State Division Committee, that person will be declared elected to serve for a two-year period, and there will not be a ballot. If there are two or more ACT nominees for election at the close of the nomination period, a ballot will be held among members resident in the ACT, and at the close of the poll, the nominee with the highest number of valid votes received will be declared elected to serve for a two-year period. Voting. If a ballot is required for any position, instructions on casting a telephone, SMS or online vote, along with the details of all nominees and their supporting statements, will be mailed to all eligible full members by Wednesday, the 10th of November 2021. Voting will open on Monday, the 15th of November, and will close on Monday, the 29th of November 2021. Any votes received after this date will not be counted. The company secretary will declare the results of all polls at the AGM on the 4th of December 2021. Pre-election information briefing. BCA is holding a pre-election briefing for potential candidates. This will provide an opportunity to gain information on BCA's governance and ask questions of current board NPC members and New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee members about their roles and responsibilities. The session is designed to assist candidates in making an informed decision before nominating. The briefing is scheduled for Tuesday, the 5th of October 2021 at 7:15pm Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Please advise if you are attending via the contact details listed below my signature. Summary. On behalf of the board and staff of BCA, I do hope you can join us at this year's annual general meeting. I encourage you to consider nominating for a position as a director of BCA, an NPC representative or a New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee member. As an organisation of and for people who are blind or vision impaired, it is important that we acknowledge and support each other to enhance the lives of people who are blind or vision impaired. Emma Bennison, Company Secretary, 4th of October 2021. BCA contact details are phone 1800 033 660, SMS 0436 446 780. Email companysecretary@bca.org.au. Website bca.org.au. Agenda: Blind Citizens Australia 46th Annual General Meeting. Saturday, the 4th of December 2021 at 12pm Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Online via Zoom. Chaired by John Simpson, President. 1. Welcome and Acknowledgement of Country. 2. Roll Call. 3. Declaration of Proxies Held. 4. Apologies. 5. Receipt and Approval of Minutes of the 45th Annual General Meeting held 28th of November 2020. 6. Annual Review 2020 to 2021. 6A. President's Overview. 6B. Chief Executive Officer's Summary. 6C. Receipt of the Annual Review. 7. receipt of audited financial statements and auditor's report. 8. Confirmation/appointment of auditor. 9. Reports. 9A. Jeffrey Blythe Foundation update. 9B. Election report for President, Director, NPC and New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee positions. Company Secretary. 9C. Incoming President's comments. 10. Meeting close.